There's a hidden pattern that keeps so many women stuck when it comes to getting strong, toned arms. And it's not your age, your metabolism, or even your workout plan. In this episode, I'm going to show you the identity shift that has to happen before your arms ever start looking different. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 108. All right. Well, listen up because I want to talk to you about something today that almost no one warns you about. I call it the in-between time. And if you're a woman over 50 trying to tone your arms, chances are you've already been here or you're about to be. Okay, this is the phase where you start doing the things that actually work. You're lifting the weights, you're paying attention to how you eat, you're following through on the plan that you made for yourself. And guess what? Your arms start changing, right? You're feeling stronger. Your confidence starts creeping back in. And you realize you don't have to hide under oversized sleeves or your husband's old t-shirts anymore. But here's the weird part. Even though things are working, something feels unsettling. Women will come to me and say, Christine, why do I feel so off? Why do I feel like I don't know who I am anymore? Why does this feel harder than I expected, even though I am getting results? And I always tell them the same thing. You're in the in-between time. You're standing in the space between who you used to be and the woman you're becoming. You're letting go of the identity of the woman who always restarted on Monday. The woman who said she'd work out, but didn't. The woman that believed toned arms were for younger people. And you're starting to build a completely different identity. The woman who follows through. The woman who lifts even when she doesn't feel like it. The woman who trusts herself. And that shift sounds amazing when you say it out loud. But living inside it, it can feel uncomfortable as hell. Because even if the old version of you wasn't getting the results you wanted, she was familiar. You knew her patterns. Maybe she was the woman who bought the dumbbells and let them collect dust. Maybe she was the woman who told herself, I'm too old for toned arms anyway. Maybe she was the woman who kept starting arm routines and quietly quitting 2 weeks later. It wasn't working, but it was predictable. And when you start changing your habits and building strong arms, you're stepping out of that old identity, which means for a little while, you don't fully recognize yourself yet. That's the in-between time. Now, here's the part most women don't expect: the identity of someone who follows through. The woman with strong toned arms. I did not always have that identity, not even close. For a long time, I had the identity of someone who started things and then quietly stopped. And maybe you recognize that version of yourself. I'd start a rug latch project. I was super excited, buy the kit, lay it out on the table, tell everyone that I'm making this beautiful pillow. And then 3 weeks later, it's in a closet somewhere. Then there's the needlepoint project that maybe I started for my grandma. I was going to finish it by Christmas. That was 8 Christmases ago. Or I don't know, maybe you decide one Saturday afternoon, you're finally going to organize your dresser. You pull everything out, you make piles, start folding, and then halfway through, you get distracted. And suddenly there's a chair in your bedroom that becomes the permanent home for a stack of half-folded sweaters. We laugh about it. But those little moments quietly build an identity. The woman who starts with enthusiasm and then fades out. And for years, I carried that same pattern into my health and fitness. I would start a workout plan, tell myself, this is it. I'm finally going to tone my arms. And for a few days, I meant it. And then life would happen. I'd miss one workout, then another. And suddenly the dumbbells were sitting in the corner of the room collecting dust while I walked past them pretending that I didn't even see them. Every time that happened, I reinforced a story in my brain. You're someone who doesn't follow through. Because once you've spent years being the woman who starts things and doesn't finish them, your brain starts to believe that's just who you are. It becomes your identity. You're the woman who starts the rug latch project. You're the woman who gets halfway through the needlepoint gift for grandma. You're the woman who pulls every single thing out of the dresser to organize it. And then 2 days later, the piles are still sitting on the bed. And we laugh about those things. We do. But your brain is quietly collecting evidence. See? This is just who we are. We're the woman who starts strong and then fades out. So then one day you decide you're going to change your arms. You buy the dumbbells, you watch a few arm workouts, you get a little spark of excitement because you're thinking maybe this time will be different. And for the first few days, it actually feels really good. You do the workouts, your arms feel that little burn. You're proud of yourself. You start imagining what it might feel like to put on sleeveless tops and actually feel strong. But then something subtle happens. Your brain starts whispering the old identity again. Don't get too excited. You know how this goes. You'll probably stop in a couple weeks like you always do. And that's where so many women get stuck when they're trying to figure out why their arms aren't changing. They think the problem is discipline. They think the problem is their age, or is that their metabolism is slowing down after 50. But most of the time, the real issue is something much quieter. Their brain is still operating from the identity of the woman who doesn't follow through. Even when they start doing things differently, their brain feels uneasy, suspicious, almost like, wait. Are we really doing this now? And then if they miss one workout or skip a few days, that old identity jumps right back in. See, I knew it. This is just who you are. And here's the part nobody tells you. When you start becoming the woman who actually follows through, it can feel uncomfortable. Not because something's wrong, but because your brain is stepping into unfamiliar territory. You're no longer the woman who starts the rug latch project and abandons it. You're becoming the woman who finishes. You're becoming the woman who keeps lifting. You're becoming the woman whose arms actually do change. And when that identity begins to shift, there's a period where you don't quite feel like the old version of yourself anymore. But the new version isn't fully solid yet. And so that space, that's the in-between time. So here's the challenge that shows up right here in the in-between time. Women will say to me, okay, Christine, so now what? Because they've started doing things differently. They've picked up the dumbbells. They're following through more than they used to. Maybe they're paying attention to how they eat and things are starting to shift. But internally, they feel a little lost. And if you're doing this alone without guidance, there's a really strong temptation that your brain starts thinking, well, maybe I should go back to the old way. Not because it worked. Not because you liked the results, but because it was familiar. Your brain knows that version of you. The woman who starts the workout plan, the woman who skips a week, the woman who decides, I'll just wear the sleeves. That identity may not have gotten you the strong toned arms you wanted, but it's comfortable. Your brain knows how you operate there. So when you're standing in this new space, in this in-between place where you're not fully the old version of yourself anymore, but the new version isn't solid yet, your brain gets nervous and it starts whispering things like, maybe this just isn't you. Maybe you should go back to what you know. Maybe toned arms just aren't going to be your thing. Not because it's true, because your brain loves familiarity, even when familiarity isn't serving you. I once came across a quote that describes this so perfectly. Catherine Woodward Thomas says, if you want to create something wonderful in your life, if you truly want to make a big change, you've got to learn to tolerate the in-between time, the period in which we let go of who we know ourselves to be in order to allow the possibility of who we might become. And that's exactly what's happening here. You're letting go of the woman you've been practicing for years, the woman who starts the rug latch project and abandons it, the one who leaves the dumbbells in the corner, the one who quietly assumes her arms probably won't change anyway. And you're making space for a completely different identity, okay? The woman who follows through, the woman who lifts consistently, the woman who looks in the mirror and sees strong, toned arms looking back. But you can't jump from one identity to the other overnight. There has to be a space in the middle, a discovery period. And during that time, you start asking different questions. Instead of, why can't I stick to anything? You start asking, what would the woman with strong arms actually do here? How would she spend her mornings? What habits would she build? What thoughts would she practice? Who would she become? Because the truth about why your arms aren't changing has very little to do with your age or metabolism. It has everything to do with the identity you're willing to grow into. And here's where a lot of women start to panic, because once you're in that in-between time, a flood of questions show up. What should I be doing now? What's the perfect plan? What if I'm doing this wrong? And your brain wants to answer immediately, right now. It's like your brain is standing there tapping its foot saying, great, we're changing. So tell me exactly what the next five steps are. But identity doesn't work like that. You don't just snap your fingers and suddenly become the woman with strong toned arms. You discover her, and discovery takes time. And this is where so many women get tripped up when they're trying to figure out why their arms aren't changing. They think there must be some perfect routine they just haven't found yet. The perfect arm workout, the perfect meal plan, just the perfect system. But the real shift doesn't happen in a spreadsheet or a workout calendar. It happens in how you start living your life. You don't just answer the question of who you're becoming. You live inside the question. That's where the answer shows up. You start asking yourself things like, what would the woman with strong arms actually do today? Maybe she lifts for 12 minutes. Maybe she goes for a walk. Maybe she pays attention to when she's actually hungry. And little by little, you start learning who that version of you is. Now, here's the interesting part. When you first imagine becoming someone with strong toned arms, it can feel like this massive transformation, like you're becoming a completely different person. But a lot of times, the shift isn't as dramatic as it seems. For me, it felt like such a huge change when I stopped being the woman who constantly started things and then faded out. I thought, if I'm not that person anymore, who am I? But over time, something surprising happened. I realized I wasn't becoming someone new. I was reconnecting with a version of myself that had always been there, that version that didn't doubt herself, that version that didn't constantly negotiate with herself, that version that moved her body and trusted herself. And it reminded me a lot of being a kid. Before we started telling ourselves all the stories about what we couldn't do, before we decided we're bad at sticking with things, before we started believing that toned arms were for other people. Kids don't sit around worrying about whether they're disciplined enough to move their bodies. They just move and they run and they climb and they dance around the kitchen without thinking twice about it. They aren't standing in the mirror criticizing their arms. They're just living. And becoming the woman with strong arms often looks a lot like reconnecting with that energy again. But to get there, you have to be willing to spend some time in the unknown, that in-between space. And it can feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it feels like staring into an empty space or like standing in front of a blank canvas. Because when you look at a blank canvas, your brain does something funny. Part of you thinks, oh my gosh, I could paint anything. And another part of you panics and says, but what if I paint something terrible? What if it looks ridiculous? What if I mess it up? And that's the moment when most people just step away from the canvas. But listen, you cannot discover what's possible until you begin. You can't figure out what your arms are capable of until you start lifting. You can't become the woman who follows through until you start following through in small ways. This is where curiosity becomes more powerful than perfection. Instead of demanding immediate answers, you start exploring. What happens if I lift 3 times this week? What happens if I keep the dumbbells where I can see them? What happens if I stop assuming my arms won't change? So little experiments, little brush strokes on the canvas. That's how the new identity starts forming. But here's the question I want you to sit with. If this conversation resonates with you, ask yourself honestly, are you rushing to become the new version of yourself as fast as possible? Or are you willing to spend a little time in the in-between? Because the women who finally stop asking why their arms aren't changing are the ones who stop trying to force the transformation. They let it unfold. They keep lifting and they keep showing up. They stay curious about who they're becoming. The women who struggle the most are usually the ones trying to control every step. They want certainty. They want guarantees. They want to know exactly how long it will take. But identity doesn't work on a stopwatch. You can't evolve into a new version of yourself if that version is already completely defined. There has to be room for discovery. There has to be room for experimentation, room for you to learn what it feels like to become the woman who follows through. So your real work in this season isn't perfection. It's tolerance, the willingness to stay in that in-between space long enough for the new version of you to take shape, to let go of who you've been practicing for years, and to make room for you, who you might become, because there's a lot of possibility in that space. So here's the way I want you to think about it. The in-between time isn't a problem. It's a stepping stone. You're not the woman you used to be. You're not fully the woman you're becoming yet, but you are on your way. All right, my friends, that's what I have for you this week. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who's been wondering why her arms aren't changing. And if you want help stepping into the identity of a woman with a strong, toned arms, come join us inside Arms by Christine. All right, I'll see you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.